My name is Danan. I'm from Erbil, 35, actually 36. I remember when I was just a kid, very small kid, I was celebrating Nowruz, which is what was forbidden by Saddam, by making a small fire with my friends close to our neighborhoods and singing the very famous song which we are singing it about the new year. I remember they just came to us. I'm in the military forces. They beat us. They took us to the one of the security officers. They just beat us, and one of my friends, he was really damaged one of his hands. He's still living in Erbil. His hand, actually, he's not functioning. Left hand. Because just we are talking the Kurdish language, wearing the Kurdish clothes, singing the Kurdish song, and we want to be ourselves. That's it. That was one of the experiences I remembered. Later on, I remember in the school, one of the Arab teachers, he was unfortunately from the southern part of Iraq, he came to our school and he asked me, do you know what's the meaning of al-ba'th? And I said, no, I don't know. Actually, he started to beat me. And he was beating me as if he is beating a monster or something like that. And I was just a teenage. I was in the...
What was he asking you about? The bath.
What's the meaning of al-bath? And I didn't know. And it was supposed that you know.
And the bath... You mean the
bath party? Al-bath party, okay. Yeah. Bath means the beginning of the revolution. And it's an Arabic word. And it's an abbreviation. I didn't know that. I was just in the elementary school. I was in the beginning of my secondary school. And the very sad story. In 1991... when there was an uprising against Saddam. I stayed,
I'm just checking whether we've got, it says we've got five minutes. I just don't want it to lose it.
Okay.
He's got five minutes. So we'll just finish this. I'll go and get another battery and we'll just do two more minutes.
Okay, it's okay. I'm all yours because my friend's covering me.
Okay.
In 1991, there was an uprising against Saddam. So they didn't allow any member from al-Ba'ath party to run away. They just try hard here, the Peshmerga forces and the people, to get revenge. And I'm sorry to say that because I'm a very pacifist person. I went outside with my father. It was, again, one of the first times to see bodies everywhere. I mean, human being bodies. And it was for al-Ba'ath party members. So the one which I saw his body lying over there was my teacher in the school. And I sat down over there crying. And people, they thought that I'm just his relative or I do know him. So I remember my father told me, why are you just crying? I said, just he's my teacher. And he did this with me. But this is really sad. I don't want to see this. And I remember my father was very happy to see that I have I'm human. And he said that he was crying with me. And he said, come on, this is not our choice. People are very angry and you cannot stop anyone here. So that was one of the horrible things which I remember.